KJAN Sports.
It is time for a check of sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. In high school wrestling on Saturday, the annual John J. Harris Wrestling Tournament in Corning came to a close of its two-day run. It was New Hampton capturing the team championship this year as they finished with 263 points. That was better than Atlantic Cam, who was the runner-up. They had 211 points, just ahead of Creston, who was third with 207.5 points. Missouri Valley at 148.5 and Red Oak 105.5 for the top five. Winterset, Panorama, Central Decatur, Shenandoah, Bedford, Lennox round out the top 10. Rest of the field, Tri-Center, ACGC, Wayne, Clarinda, Riverside, Sheraton, Mount Air, Clarinda Academy, Southwest Valley, East Mills, Clark Griswold, Nottoway Valley, and Southwest Iowa. Yeah, we said Clark Griswold, didn't we? We have 24 total teams in that tournament over the weekend. Of the 14 individual weight class champions, 13 of them came from the top three teams that placed in that tournament. New Hampton had five, Atlantic had five, Cam had three. Among Atlantic's five individual champions, Cole Hansen a winner at 113 pounds. At 120, it was Carter Cox capturing the title. Drake Roller is a champion at 170 pounds. Zach Storick wins at 195, while John McConkie at 285 pounds is the champion at that weight class. Again, New Hampton and Atlantic Cam, 1-2 in the John J. Harris tournament over the weekend. Also, the Saturday basketball slate included a game here on KJAN Boys High School Hoops Saturday as the Johnson-Brock Eagles went to Elkhorn to face the Exira EHK Spartans Saturday afternoon. That was a game that was rescheduled after weather canceled their meeting at the MAC shootout in Council Bluffs earlier this year. After a slow start, the Eagles used a strong second and third quarter to pull away and beat the Spartans 73-61. Exira EHK got off to an early lead and had a four-point advantage after one, but the Eagles would roar back with a three-point barrage in the second quarter as they led by as many as nine before the Spartans inched closer at the half at 37-34. Johnson-Brock then outscored Exira EHK 17-10 in the third quarter to give them a comfortable lead down the stretch. That game was originally scheduled to be played as part of the Jenny Edmondson Sports Medicine MAC shootout in Council Bluffs, but icy weather forced the cancellation of that event. Those two schools, though, did work hard to make up that ball game. Ty Hahn led Johnson-Brock with 23 points, and Trey Stutheit dropped in 14 for the Eagles. They came into the game 9-4 on the season. And, of course, the cross-state battle doesn't impact either team's records for state purposes. Spartans were led by sophomore guard Cole Burmeister with 20 points and senior Drew Buchholz, who had 15. Spartans coming into that meeting were 10-3 on the year. Spartans will next face Cam at home tonight. Also Saturday in boys high school basketball, another Rolling Valley Conference action. Cam, a winner over West Central Valley, 68-40. Glenn Ralston beat West Harrison, 72-31. In Western Iowa Conference play, it was Logan Magnolia over West Monona, 72-33. Bishop Heelan Catholic beating Trainer, 74-51. In the Hawkeye 10 Conference, Shenandoah over Panorama, 68-50. Creston beat Winterset, 64-52. Kemper Catholic over Harlan, 88-79. Corner Conference tournament play saw Fremont Mills win the championship as they outlast Stanton in overtime, 73-69 Saturday. In the consolation game, East Mills beat Sydney, 43-33. In girls Saturday basketball in the Hawkeye 10 Conference, it was Creston over Clark, 50-46. From the Western Iowa Conference, Logan Magnolia beat West Monona, 48-33. Trainer over Bishop Heelan Catholic, 76-62. Also in Rolling Valley Conference girls action, it was Exira EHK defeating Kemper Catholic, 69-63. Cam over West Central Valley, 48-39. Glenn Ralston beat West Harrison by a final of 76-23. In men's college hoops yesterday, the 22nd-ranked Xavier Musketeers put an end to their longest losing streak in 3 years. Trayvon Blewett scored a game-high 24 points, and J.P. Macura added 20 as the Musketeers knocked off Georgetown 86-75, halting a three-game skid. Well, Drake outscored Indiana State 25-16 in the third quarter to take command as the Bulldogs posted a 76-62 win in the Knapp Center Sunday as they improved to 8-0 in Missouri Valley Conference play. The Sycamores had led 41-37 in that girls' contest at the half.
Well, I think it was a really good game. Credit Indiana State for coming in and being completely on fire, I feel like. And we needed to adjust a little bit sooner, a little bit faster, but they're a very good team. But you know what? I thought our third quarter was really, really good. I thought we did a really nice job of coming together as a team So it was a really fun game for us to be able to come out on top today.
That's Drake coach Jenny Baranchik. Drake guard Caitlin Engel had 9 assists as she became the all-time Missouri Valley Conference record holder.
I honestly didn't even know I was close. So, I mean, it's humbling, but it's just a product of winning and playing with people like Lizzie and Becca Hittner and the Tainants. They have to knock down shots in order for me to have that record. So it's just a product of what we have here.
Engel also had 13 points and 8 rebounds to help lead Drake in that contest yesterday. It'll be the New England Patriots against the Atlanta Falcons in Super Bowl 51 at Houston's Reliant Stadium on February 5th. Both those teams advanced with blowout wins in conference title games yesterday. The Patriots have earned their NFL record 9th berth in the Super Bowl by slamming the Pittsburgh Steelers 36-17 in the AFC Championship game. Tom Brady was at his playoff best in completing 32 of 42 passes for 384 yards, 3 touchdowns. He hit Chris Hogan for touchdown throws of 16 and 34 yards before Julian Edelman's 10-yard scoring grab put New England ahead 33-9 late in the third quarter. Hogan had 9 receptions for 180 yards, while Edelman gained 118 on his 8 catches. It was a tough evening for Ben Roethlisberger, who was 31 of 47 with 1 touchdown and 1 interception. Roethlisberger's lone touchdown throw came in the closing minutes. Pittsburgh finished the game without running back Le'Veon Bell, who suffered a groin injury late in the first quarter. The Falcons are the NFC champions after Matt Ryan threw for 4 touchdowns and ran for another in a 44-21 rout of the Packers. Atlanta dominated the first half, scoring on 4 of their 5 possessions to take a 24-0 lead into the locker room. Ryan was 27 of 38 for 392 yards and no interceptions. His primary target was Julius Jones, whose status was in doubt early last week because of a sprained left toe. Jones had 9 receptions for 180 yards and 2 touchdowns, including a 73-yard grab and run that put the Falcons up 31-0 on just their second offensive play of the second half. Atlanta blanked the Packers until Aaron Rodgers hit Devontae Adams for a 2-yard touchdown in the third quarter. Rodgers was 27 of 45 for 287 yards and 3 touchdowns, along with 1 interception. The Falcons are in the Super Bowl for just the second time in their 51-season history, and the first since their loss to Denver in 1999. Oddsmakers have installed the Patriots as an early 3-point favorite for Super Bowl 51, which is coming up in just a couple of weeks. In baseball news, the Major League Baseball community is mourning the deaths of Royals pitcher Yordano Ventura and former big league infielder Andy Marte in separate traffic accidents in their native Dominican Republic. A Highway Patrol spokesman said Ventura died about 40 miles from Santo Domingo, adding that it was not clear if Ventura was driving the vehicle. Marte died when the Mercedes-Benz that he was driving hit a house along a road about 95 miles from the capital. Ventura went 11-12 with a 4.45 earned run average in 32 starts for the 2016 Royals at the age of 25. He was 38-31 with a 3.89 earned run average in 4 major league seasons with Kansas City, helping the team win 2 pennants and the 2015 World Series title. Marte spent most of his 7-year major league career with the Indians before playing in Korea the last 2 seasons. Marte was 33 years old. Also in baseball news, catcher Kurt Suzuki reportedly is heading to the National League. A person familiar with the negotiations tells the Associated Press that the Atlanta Braves have worked out a 1-year contract with Suzuki, pending a physical. The 33-year-old likely will share time with returning starter Tyler Flowers. Suzuki spent the last 3 seasons with Minnesota, hitting .263 with 160 RBIs and 92 extra base hits in 368 games. He hit .288 for the 2014 Twins. That was his lone All-Star season. In golf, Hudson Swafford has claimed his first PGA Tour victory with a strong finish at the Career Builder Challenge at La Quinta Country Club. Swafford followed 3 straight birdies with a par on the final hole to complete a 1-stroke win over third-round leader Adam Hadwin. Swafford fired a 5-under 67 on Sunday for a 20-under total that earned him just over $1 million and a spot in the Masters. Hadwin's second-place finish came after he became the 9th player in PGA Tour history with a sub-60 round. Brian Harman and Bud Cauley were 2 strokes back in that early tournament. Serena Williams is 3 match victories away from her 23rd Grand Slam singles title. The second-seeded Williams has reached the Australian Open quarterfinals as she beat number 16 Barbara Strakova 7-5 and 6-4. The 6-time Australian Open champ had 23 unforced errors in the first set and needed 8 set points to clinch it. Williams prevailed one day after top seed Angelique Kerber was beaten in the 4th round. Next up for Williams is 9th-seeded Johanna Konta, who rolled to a straight set victory. Also yesterday, U.S. Open finalist Carolina Pliskova advanced to the Australian Open quarterfinals for the first time, beating her opponent in straight sets, ending Australia's involvement in the singles draws. On the men's side, number 11 David Goffin dropped the opening set before reaching the quarterfinals with a win. Grigor Dimitrov ended a wild card entry. Dennis Istomin's celebrated run to the fourth round of the Australian Open as the number 15 seeded Dimitrov beat Istomin 6-2, I make that 2-6, 7-6, 6-2, and 6-1 4 days after the Uzbek player beat six-time champion Novak Djokovic in the second round of that tournament. That is a check of sports this morning. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.